The animatronic orca is really coming together. It's looking sweet.
I reinforced the tail, also known as the fluke, of the orca, and there's a reason for this.
When I make it animatronic, I have to cut the tail off, and that's about where I'm going to cut it. I need it to be real stable. I'll cut that off. I'll put an armature on the inside with a pneumatic piston, and then I'll put the tail back on. So I need that section real stable.
I've also started working on the mouth, so I'm going to be making teeth soon.
Till it looks less crumpled. That's on purpose. I want it to look less crumpled. I want it to look like crumpled metal, but not that crumpled.
I still have more to do up by the dorsal fin.
Same thing with this side. It looks less crumpled. I got to go over the whole thing with the fine tooth comb. I won't cut it for the animatronics until the outside is complete.
The AI portion will probably be done before the pneumatics, because that's just a microphone, a computer, and picking the AI system that I'm going to use. You'll be able to walk in it and ask it questions, or ask it questions outside. I'm also going to put a blowhole in it. It will shoot water 20 feet in the air.